Andre Rieu and his Johann Strauss Orchestra take us to the bottom of the clock. It is the Oasis here on a Wednesday. Great to be with you. We take the arts very, very seriously on this program, and so it's my pleasure to get to our next guest. You're with the New Classical FM. The long-running Rendezvous with Madness Festival is back for its 28th edition beginning tomorrow. It is the largest and longest-running arts festival in the world, dedicated to the intersection of mental health and artistic expression. And we think of the news we've faced lately, a second wave, all kinds of concerns about anxiety and isolation and addiction, and our general mental well-being as this pandemic continues. The 2020 festival begins tomorrow and runs through the 25th. It will feature 14 full-length films, 4 short programs as well, for a total of 48 films from 24 countries. Like TIFF last month, Rendezvous has gone with a hybrid format of online and in-person screenings. And as always, the film program will be complemented by post-screening Q&As and panel discussions that are often as enlightening as the film itself. Along with the movies, you'll be able to experience Rebuilding Resilience, a major installation at the Workman Arts headquarters, 651 Dufferin Street in downtown Toronto.
Joining us this afternoon, Rendezvous with Madness Festival Executive and Artistic Director Kelly Strawn. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Great to be with you. This is a unique moment for our society, for the world. Mm-hmm. There's so much concern right now about our mental health, and that's not just words. I hear it from friends and family all the time these days, and I would imagine this era has only strengthened your resolve as an organization to tell these stories here in 2020.
Oh, exactly. I mean, this is one of the prime predictors of poor mental health is social isolation. And then here we are in a time of social distancing and social isolation. Sure. And so now more than ever, we're talking about how do we come together with these restrictions and what does it mean to connect with people online and in a virtual space? So I think absolutely what's happening with the festival is a very timely discussion.
And I think about all those post film Q&As. I mean, that is such a great time for people to get together and not just talk about the films, but talk about their feelings and the emotions that get brought up. It really is a very useful tool for people.
And I think we're all discovering that is that, you know, we thought these interactions had to happen in person, but, you know, being on Zoom, interacting with other people, having conversations, it still does fill that void. It still does sort of get us out of isolation. So it is really important for us that these conversations, the panel discussions and Q&As that happen after the films, that they are live, that people can ask questions in real time and that we can sort of unpack what we've just seen together.
So Workman Arts, once again, putting this together, putting the festival together. What did you want to convey in 2020? I know this, you know, years of planning go into any festival, but people are toiling and feeling alone and there's worry about the future. What did you want to have as maybe a theme for this year?
Well, you know, our Rebuilding Resilience exhibition is exactly that, that in this time, our resilience is being tested. And so we put the call out to artists to say in an exhibition space, what do you want to talk about in terms of mental health and resilience? So we had hundreds of submissions come in. Of that, we chose 25.
Wow.
All of the artists in the exhibition, they do identify as having lived experience with mental health or addiction issues. So it is their point of view on what it is to be a survivor, a consumer, and what's interesting is that not all of the works of art, you know, you would think that they might be very heavy, and some of them are really light and fun, and of course, some of them are more provocative and, discussing challenging, you know, subject matter. But it is still important to come together and have these discussions because we know how important mental health is, and it's really interesting to hear other points of view about mental health and the mental health system.
So let's talk a little bit about the actual films, because we've talked a lot about the idea behind this festival and this wonderful event that you're putting on. But it does kick off tomorrow with a film. People might know who this is. You're leading off with a festival a very a well-known name in certain circles, Judy versus Capitalism. Tell us why you've mm-hmm. picked this film and what we're going to learn.
So this film is about Judy Rebick. So she is absolutely a well-known feminist. And she was at the forefront of the pro-choice movement in Canada since the 1970s. And this is Judy's story, you know, later on in her career, and, you know, many may already know this because she's written a novel about it, but about her mental health experiences and about her discovering that she had many voices within her, you know, what people may have termed before multiple personalities, but her uncovering, you know, what was happening to her, what it's rooted in, and realizing that she didn't quite remember her childhood. Mm. And so, you know, the link might be there. So I won't say more than that, so that people who maybe don't know the story will be along with the journey. But it's also a Canadian filmmaker, director Mike Holboom. So it's lovely to open also with, you know, an all Canada, all Canadian selection.
Judy versus Capitalism, the opening night film. If you're just joining us, Rendezvous with Madness, the film festival. Executive and artistic director Kelly Strawn is with us. The 28th edition of the festival kicks off tomorrow, a series of online and live events. Now, you mentioned starting with Canada, but then you really do take us around the world with this festival. That is fair to say.
We do. There's international selections. We have the Marriage Project, which is a selection from Iran. We do actually each year partner with the Iranian Canadian Association to put on a film from Iran. And so this one is a documentary about what happens when patients of a psychiatric institution are encouraged to marry each other and build lives together within the hospital grounds. So it is a fascinating documentary. It streams for 48 hours starting on October 15th to the 17th. I should also give a shout out to our young filmmakers in the If You Ask Me Youth Shorts program. So we put a call out across Canada and ask young people, what do you want to say about mental health and your own mental health journey? And so it's always such a fascinating shorts program. It's the fourth consecutive year we've done it. So really interesting to hear what people are talking about. We also do have, you know, films from Japan, really films from around the world, Korea. So people can go to workmanarts.com to see all of the 48 film selections to see what they would like to see. I should mention, though, I noticed in the beginning that it was saying we have in person. Indeed, we've had to cancel all the in person. So all of our films screen in 48-hour windows. And then as well as our Rebuilding Resilience exhibition, we have a virtual tour of the exhibition because as of now, you know, it's not safe to be gathering indoors. So it is all virtual.
It is interesting. I mean, we had a press release just days ago and things are changing so quickly. So it's good to be able to update
right
people.
Up
it really is. But it is happening over the next 11 days, beginning tomorrow, the 28th edition of the Rendezvous with Madness Festival. All the info, once again, at workmanarts.com. That's workmanarts.com. And festival executive and artistic director Kelly Strawn, again, a wonderful selection this year, and I think really important that you're making it happen this time around. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're with The Oasis.